Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Our Town and Country Office National. Everything for your home or business office. Our Town and Country Office National has you covered.
G'day Adelaide, welcome to the Wednesday Rush Hour. We are global, we are on our feet. We are up and about because we've got the State of Origin here in Adelaide tonight. It is sold out, family. 26,500 tickets sold out. I'll be down there representing the Rush Hour team. My boy Boone will be sitting at home watching it on the TV.
Yes.
Maz has got me painting another room. That has been confirmed, my wife. And Jade Rawlings is the new senior coach of the Norwood Football Club there, Boone.
Who is?
Jade Rawlings.
Oh, wow.
And day one of the AFL trade period begins today, Boone. The Adelaide Crows and St Kilda are at loggerheads. A 4:30pm tonight deal must be done. Brad Crouch is hopeful the Crows don't match St Kilda's offer. And one man that we just cannot offer enough, he fills every stadium around the world.
I'm sexy and I know it.
And he's our boy, Bernie Vince. G'day, Boone. Welcome to a Rush Hour on a Wednesday, my boy.
Hey, hello, boys. I always look forward to what song Hado's going to play it's when I bad, come Hado. On. But Jade Rawlings, the job at Norwood.
That's this.
Well done to him because he was unfortunately stood down from North Melbourne when they had a bit of a cull going back
so
a couple of months.
So why do Norwood need an interstate coach when there's plenty of good coaches here in Adelaide?
Well, I think he's probably the best man for the job, obviously, if they've gone through. But he took over Richmond.
Why did North Melbourne let him go then?
Well, that's a big surprise because he coached at the Melbourne Footy Club and he's very, very good, Jazz. Okay, so that was a big surprise for me.
Questions I'm asking?
Yeah, I'm just answering, Todd. Okay. I didn't think I was too aggressive then. But, but I can get aggressive if you want to. Well done to Twilight Payment too yesterday, Judge. You forgot to mention that, the Melbourne Cup winner yesterday.
We did, family.
Mm.
Congratulations. Did you have anything on it?
No. It's about the only horse I didn't have anything on.
Kieran McAvoy, the SA jockey, and a proud family and a great family here in South Australia. We got, a $50,000 fine?
He did,
for overuse of the whip. Now, I said on the brekkie this morning with Roo, it's about time they ban the whipping of horses in a race.
Well, nah.
Yes.
I'm not all for that.
Yes, Byrne.
No, they've got limitations in and around it, but he's copped a massive fine.
No, it's time to ban the horse whip, mate. But don't get me started, all right? Don't get me started. Mate, you can't go and whip a little poor horse running around. They bruise up and they get inflammation.
No,
does
they
it
don't.
Make them run faster?
Yeah, it does.
No, it
apparently.
Doesn't.
Apparently.
Oh, you're unreal. No real studies done on that from B. Vince. Brad Crouch, Byrne.
Yes.
Do you think the deal will get done before 4:30 tonight?
Oh, I don't think so. But he hadn't really spoken, and they grabbed him at the airport, Jars, and this is what he had to say.
Do you have a preference as to what Adelaide does?
Yes, I want them obviously to not match, not get me way through to St Kilda at the moment. So I told St Kilda that I'm fully committed to them, and I want to see that through.
Is that a relief for you that's out there and you've made a definite decision on how you want to go?
Yeah, it's, I guess, a relief, but it still hasn't been done yet, so I think it'll be a bit more of a relief when it's all done.
How would you feel if you had to go back to the Crows next year?
At this stage, I haven't really thought about it at the moment. At this stage, I'm just sort of thinking that I want to be at St Kilda, and a decision I've made, I'm fully committed to them.
Have the Crows said anything to you about if they would match you or not?
Oh, I haven't spoken to the footy club at all, no.
Oh, God, he couldn't wait to get out of there, could he, Brad?
Doesn't sound too fit, Brad. He's puffing there a bit, walking through the airport. But, it sounds like he just wants to get to St Kilda and he wants it to be as less messy as he can.
Right.
But the Crows, do they really want Brad Crouch? I'd like him to come out and say, we really want him. I think they're just matching what St Kilda are doing to get a better pick, which is, it's sort of playing with the player's head, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sort of messing him around and he's unsure what's going on. But in the end, Jars, all these deals, they get done. Somehow,
right,
at the end of the day, it could get messy, it could get matched, it could require picks, other players, but you know what? It'll get done somehow because he's already committed to leaving.
Mate, we're catching up with the great Wally Lewis.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mate, a wonderful, wonderful player and a great man that he is. So he's in Adelaide, obviously, for tonight's big game. And also Cal Toomey.
Yes.
Now, this young man knows his stuff about trades and drafts. And
all over it, Charles.
He's all over it?
All over it, especially the draft as well. He's very good with the kids coming through. They'll know who Adelaide are going to pick with pick one, which is going to be – I'm excited to find out what's going on there. So plenty of questions.
Furious Five. Yes, all right, I'm happy. Heyday, you want to do something about?
Yeah, no. After the breakfast show, I thought I'd call around the Triple M family and go, "How do you think Jars went on the breakfast show this morning?" So we've got a little bit of positive and negative feedback.
Just I forgot to mention too, Jars.
Yes,
you know how you pick horses on names because it reminds you of yourself. Your horse, the chosen one, fourth.
And my number.
Fourth, number 17
there
it was.
You go.
The double.
Burn, let's talk AFL draft. It's a busy, busy day at AFL House with the with the trade starting up. And one man that's all over it from the AFL is Callum Toomey. Cal, welcome to the Rush Hour. Thanks for your time.
Good, how are we, guys?
Yeah, good, mate, good. Now, can the Brad Crouch deal get done by 5:30 tonight?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? I think the likelihood still remains that it's probably unlikely to be matched by the Crows. The longer it goes, the more I think that, the more people in the industry think that. So I can't see the St Kilda Footy Club giving up its first pick to get things done. And in the end, probably one of the best results in the end for the Crows is just take the compensation pick and move on. But look, I don't think the compensation pick is that far from where he would be worth on a trade level if he was in the open market. Maybe he's worth pick 15 on the open market, pick 23, not quite the full value, but it's not too bad. So it's a valuable pick in itself at the start of the second round. I think that's a reasonable result for the Crows.
What about the talk around another player from St Kilda going to Adelaide or some pick swaps? You don't think it's going to get into that?
I don't think so. I mean, there's been talk of Luke Dunstan going to the Crows. I don't think that's going to happen. Jimmy Webster's been floated as well. I know they liked Daniel McKenzie when he was coming through the draft 6 years ago, but I don't think that one happens either. So, look, there's a few other sort of bits and pieces that could be manoeuvred to make something happen, and you know, a deal beside another deal, and how they all work in one big package. But I just don't think that that is the most likely outcome at this point. And yeah, I mean, they would have been hoping for a better compensation pick and a bigger contract offer from the Saints, but in the end, the Saints have targeted him as a free agent, so that's the way they want to get him.
Exactly right. Now, I know you're all over the draft and all the young kids come through. It's a compromised draft this year with not a lot of footy being played over in Victoria. But who is your gut feel that Adelaide will take with number one? Riley Thilthorpe has been, well, the local boy that everyone's been speaking about, the 200 centimetres. But there's this bolter, Elijah Hollands. I'm hearing more and more about him. He's Vic Country, I believe, but his mum's from SA. And he's, I think he was an Adelaide fan growing up.
He's a Crow supporter, even though his dad played for Richmond, Ben Holland. He played a few games for Richmond in the late 90s. But, Elijah is a Crows fan. I really like Elijah. He's a star, really. And he would have had this season gone ahead, dominated. He played really well last year. He finished school last year, so he's ready to absolutely smash a full NAB League season. Didn't turn out that way. Byrne, obviously, did his knee with a knee reconstruction earlier this year, even before COVID hit. Look, it's out of, in my view, Jamara Ugle-Hagan is out of the mix, given he'll go to the Bulldogs. So it's out of Logan McDonald, Elijah Hollands, and Riley Thilthorpe. I don't think any of them would be worthy selection. I still feel like Logan McDonald is a really good chance, though, because he's a key forward. He came second in the Waffle goal kicking at senior level. He starred for Perth. He basically dragged Perth back into the finals for the first time in about three decades. I think he's the best performed draftee of any in this year's crop this year. So I think he'd be hard to pass. Elijah Holmes definitely has that star factor.
Some other deals that are, well, sort of just at a logjam at the moment. Can't get done. Adam Saad, Sean Higgins, and Adam Treloar. Hasn't that been a weird, weird from the Collingwood Football Club situation?
Absolutely it has. That one's come from nowhere in some respects, given the fact he's contracted till 2025.
Unbelievable.
You're pretty sure that if you're contracted that long, generally you think you're locked in for a little bit. But, even a year after re-extending his contract, that was the second time he'd be back-ended his deal. Yeah, he's basically on the market. So it's going to be fascinating to see how that one plays out. Other clubs are waiting, pretty interested onlookers, I guess, watching that one unfold and seeing what they can get for Treloar and what they have to give up for Treloar and also what they have to pay him, because clearly this is a salary cap issue for the Magpies. There's a welfare element offered in two, given his partner will be playing netball in Queensland. Yeah. But you know, Gold Coast are watching it, but aren't exactly going at it 100 million miles an hour. And also, the Brisbane Lions have basically ruled themselves out at a tilted him as well. So if he leaves Collingwood, he wants to go to a Victorian club that's on the verge of a premiership. So there's not a heap of sort of clubs in that mix that could afford him. So a fascinating case, and it just shows that the salary cap is very, very tight at the Magpies.
Cal, quick one before we let you go. Adrian Dodora, the AFL, Essendon's list manager, has listed five Port Adelaide players he would be willing to trade in exchange for Orazio Fantasia. How do you see this play out?
I think that was an optimistic start.
Very.
I've been very optimistic. Yeah, I don't see Port Adelaide giving up one of those players. I actually think Port Adelaide's offer of pick 26 was really fair because Orazio's barely played any good footy over the last 2 years. He can play. He's a good player. I know he's contracted for next year. He's not going back to Essendon. This is the second year in a row that he's asked to basically be moved.
Yep.
So he's going to be going to Port Adelaide, and I think 26 is about right, and that's exactly where it should land. It's okay for Essendon to start off on the back foot, and they have control of him, given he is contracted, but he doesn't want to be there. I think Essendon want a clean break as well from some of these players who don't want to be there. They've learnt their lesson with Joe Danaher keeping him for next year when he didn't want to be there. So I think 26 is the right level, and eventually, in my gut, that's where it'll end up.
Great job, mate. Trade opens today. She's up and about. 9 days of it, so good luck.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
The Brekkie Show this morning. How'd you go, Jars? Because Ditz is obviously away having that operation again on his hemorrhoids, or he's getting that circumcision sort of thing, whatever, you know, whatever he's getting done.
Because he had it done 2 weeks ago, which was just a standard clean out.
Yes.
And then the next day went on a 7-hour bender.
Oh, that's
come on, Ditz.
That's failed. Yeah,
so there you go. He's paying a price for it.
Red alert.
The big red baron will be back tomorrow. So what's your problem? What I just filled in to help out.
Well, there's been a few text messages come in about how they thought you went today, and a few comments, and Haydo just thought he'd give a couple of them a call and just get a bit of feedback for you.
Here we go. He was Jars. He did his standard kind of role. he went all right, I guess. He's no Ditz.
Nah, I thought it was pretty good.
Better than Ditz?
Oh,
bit of a pause there, mate.
I thought he was pretty good. Quite often he's an over-the-top shit sort of thing. And I thought that today he was, normally he's total dickhead.
Now, that's a bit of negative feedback. We want to give a bit of balance here. We've got someone here that says, give this man breakfast full time.
Oh.
This man should be replacing Ditz permanently.
Oh.
And I thought, well, let's give this guy a call live on air, and we'll see how we go. Yeah, right. This bloke was adamant too. This bloke, it takes about four or five times. I don't think he's going to answer.
And he rang through, did he, this bloke?
No, he texted about eight times talking about
during
Boo
the
Ditz,
show.
Yay Jars.
Well, that's nice.
During the show?
During the show.
Oh. What about the bloke calling me a dickhead?
That's fair.
Oh, it's fair.
G'day, Andrew Jarman here. Sorry, missed your call. Leave your name.
Adrian Dodora, the Essendon Football Club's list manager. Asking price, and this is what he's asked for. He has a list of five Port Adelaide players he would be willing to trade in exchange for Orazio Fantasia.
Yes.
Ollie Wines.
No.
Xavier Dersma.
No.
Mitch Georgiadis.
No.
Todd Marshall.
Possibly.
Zach Butters.
No.
That's his demand to the Port Adelaide Footy
that's
Club.
That's just ridiculous.
How?
That's ridiculous.
Well, how?
Well, because he's not good enough to demand any of those five.
Is probably he dreaming, Byrne?
He's dreaming, and he's always been. He's notorious for being hard to deal with, Adrian Dodora. Yep. So that won't happen. He's just being a big head,
right? So,
what's going to happen? Is this going to be a standoff,
mate?
Well, I think so. Unless he ends up staying, which never happens anyway.
Pick, doesn't it, Byrne? But Port Adelaide don't have any real decent picks.
No,
for this up and coming draft, Byrne.
I've offered a second round. I reckon that's fair.
For Fantasia?
Yeah, I reckon more than fair.
I'll back you in on that
He's hardly played the last few years, Jars. I know they might get him up and going. He's good. He's very good.
Yeah.
But how often do we see it? Yeah. Who knows? So I just think he's just He's just being a bit of a bitch in there.
Okay, he's La La Land. But yes. There's some talent there, serious talent there.
Yeah, oh, there certainly is. But he's not going to get any of them for a trade, is he?
No, I'm with you.
No.
I'm with you, Byrne.
Come on, Adrian.
Okay, Adrian. Just quickly, your son, little Harv.
Yes.
You sent me a video last night.
Yes.
He whacked you with a drive-by to the face. Now, has he been MRO?
Yes, he has.
And what's happened? What's the verdict with, you know, he's only, what, 18 months now, little Harv? Mm.
He's got offered early plea.
Early plea for
two down to one.
Explain the incident, please, last night.
Well, he's just drive-by.
Because you were champagne, you were up and about with the Melbourne Cup.
Walked up to me and just gone bang with an open hand sort of fist. But he's starting to do that on a regular occurrence. And it's okay when it happens to me because I'll just give him one back. I'm more worried when he hits his mother.
Oh,
but, hey, he wants to fight the ban. He's suiting up. He's ready to go into the tribunal. Yeah.
So how did he cop the news that he copped the week?
No, he wasn't happy. I sent you the video.
Yeah,
he just started running in circles and then fell over. He's not happy.
Oh, but, he could miss next week's game.
He's out for a week. Yeah, no daycare for him.
I have no idea where he gets that kind of behaviour from.
Oh, he's whacking his dad. Hey, well, there it is.
It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious
Five. There we go, Byrne. Much love segment around the nation. There's no doubt about that. And we've got a full board lineup of contestants who want to play this competition.
Oh, yeah.
So far, I've got. Let's say hello to Ben from Port Augusta. G'day, Benny.
How you going?
How did you find us, mate? Did you register anywhere?
Registered on the Triple M app.
Nice.
Is that where you listen to us? Is it?
It is.
How easy is it to listen to us on the app?
That's how we roll.
Very easy, isn't it?
That's how we roll.
It's very, very easy.
Yeah, good voice. Do you like what you hear? Or?
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Where do you think we can improve?
Jesus, Ben, you're going to praise us up.
I like this.
Now, we're playing. Where's the other contestant?
Oh, I've got a surprise for you today, Jazz.
Well, what's happened?
Well, I thought that because you think you know so much about sport, I'd surprise you, and you're going to go head-to-head with Benny.
No. What about the next play?
No excuses. Take your headphones off. We'll call you.
Get out. Go out.
Don't you call us. We'll call you. And you know what? Let's maybe not even call him. We're going to be hanging. Let's ring Darren.
Jazz, you there?
Yes.
Oh, he's here. Yes, he's playing along.
Hey,
Benny boy is primed, pumped, and ready to go. So look out, Jazz. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want me to run through the rules, or do you know, Jazz?
No, you can do it. I'm a contestant today. I can't believe I'm playing. This is not right.
Can we just turn him down a bit? He's talking too much already, Hato.
I got it. I know.
All right, so this is what happens here. 1 point for a correct answer, a -1 for a wrong answer. The other contestant can have a go at it if he wants to risk losing a point. You still with me, Benny?
Yeah, mate.
I know I've lost Jars already, but there's going to be no lifelines today, okay? No lifelines. You're on your own today, and now Jars has been talking himself up like he knows everything that's going on in the world. So are you ready, Benny?
Yep.
Jars, are you ready?
Well, you didn't say there's 5 questions.
Yes, he is. He's ready to go.
Okay, there's 5 questions, and what else you want me to say?
Call your name out first if you know the answer. You didn't say that.
Benny knows that. He listens to us on the podcast daily. Right, I'm almost had enough of Jars already. Right, question one. Here we go, boys. Name the horse that won the Melbourne Cup yesterday.
Benny.
Twilight Payment.
Yay! 1-0.
Nice get there, Ben.
Hey, no sledging either between, unless it's Benny to Jars. Right, question two. Get ready, Jars. Earth to Jars. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
To what time do the Crows have the opportunity to match?
Ben.
Oh.
Ben, Andrew.
How about 4?
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, he's 2-0.
This is a whitewash.
No, it's not.
This is getting ugly.
No, it's not.
2-0. You want to wake up over there, Jars. Is he on Perth time or something over there?
There we go.
Question 3.
Yeah.
What is Trump saying here?
China.
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 Andrew. Yes.
He's saying China.
Yeah,
we have to give Jazz, you something simple, Jazz.
We're going to get him off the mark. 2-1.
2-1. Jazz, yes. Ben, if Ben gets this, he's got the Google Home Mini.
Well, he's home.
Oh, here we go.
Question 4. What event is on Adelaide Oval tonight?
Andrew.
That was Andrew Ben. Just.
What?
It's the State of Origin, my friend.
Oh, 2-0.
Oh, this is... Oh.
2-0. It's come down to this question, and we love when it comes to the fifth question. Now, boys, be ready. How would you describe Jazz's performance on the Brekkie Show this morning?
Ben. Benny.
Andrew.
Ben.
Better than bits.
I will accept that. I will more than accept that. Any other comments, Benny? Kick him while he's down, Dits.
Stop it.
Benny, any more?
Nothing else.
I'll accept that. Well done, Benny.
Benny, you've just got for yourself a Google Home where you can listen to the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz every arvo. Just say, hey, Google, play Triple M Adelaide live. If you want to play family in the Furious 5 quiz, head to triplem.com.au or the Triple M app now and register to play. Benny, thank you, mate, and thanks for having us on the app.
Thanks, Benny. No. Keep listening on the app, mate. We love you.
Well done, Benny. Benny, Google, tell Benny to get...
I cut him off. It's the Rush Hour.
He's still talking. He thinks he's on.
Adelaide Oval plays host to a historic Game 1 Rugby State of Origin burn. It's an absolute sellout at our beautiful Adelaide Oval. 26 and a half. It was a beautiful burn.
Brilliant.
But joining us is rugby royalty.
Absolutely.
The King, Wally Lewis, joins us on the Rush Hour. G'day, Wal. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. It's pleasing, actually, to get down here to be in Adelaide, of course, realising that the Chappell brothers basically lifted Adelaide Oval up. Now, hopefully, we're going to be able to brag the same sort of rights with the State of Origin game. It's going to be a beauty, I think, this one.
Beauty. Can you believe we are playing and speaking about the State of Origin in November?
It is ridiculous. I think the guys, if they had been in Adelaide 24 hours earlier, they would have been questioning the decision, saying that, we've got mid-30s temperatures here. There's plenty of sweat coming out of the body. We don't want to do that. Today seems a little bit more acceptable, but you're right. To be playing at this time of year, contact sports certainly really does appear to be quite strange. But we've got three games coming up, and hopefully there'll be no excuses offered. There'll be three good games that please the public and the players.
Hey, Wally, you're worried about the players' fitness because it's been over 6 weeks since some of these players played their last game, and obviously Origin's usually in season. Are you worried about that?
Yeah, mate, you've brought up probably the most important point of the lot, and that's whether every one of these players is going to be at peak physical condition, having been forced away from the field, for the clubs that didn't finish in the finals. It's going to be difficult. I'm sure that they would have continued their training, but there's nothing like the week-in, week-out competition of body contact, and some of these guys just haven't had it, and apparently there are a couple of guys in the Queensland team that may be struggling with injuries, considering that they weren't involved. And that is going to be a definite concern for their coach and medical staff.
What are you expecting tonight? Because both teams are almost unrecognisable compared to Game 3 last year. There's 10 changes for the Maroons, 8 for the Blues. Who goes in favourite? And are you sticking with your Maroons, boys?
Look, I'll always support the Queenslanders and be very hopeful that they're about to produce their best. But the Blues are heavy favourites for tonight's game. I think Queensland probably have to admit they're a little bit skinny with talent in the centres, Renko Lee and Gagai. They're guys that aren't seasoned performers in the centres, so there's going to be a little bit of a question mark there. Pretty strong in the halves. Munster and DCE will guarantee that there's a fair bit of strength displayed, but it'll be up front. That's where every State of Origin game seems to be dictated. Whoever wins the battle between the big men. On paper, Queensland certainly do appear to be a little bit stronger in that area than their back line. But I've got to say that certainly the experienced campaigners in the Blues line up certainly to appear to be 10-foot tall and bulletproof almost. It'll be up to the Queenslanders now to decide just how far that they can go to restrict them.
Wally, what about the old fox? He's back in the chair, Wayne Bennett. What will he bring to the table tonight?
There are a lot of people. I've had my disagreements with Wayne. He's had his with me, but I probably believe that there couldn't be a better guy to have in charge at this time. He's never accepted an excuse in his life. Mm. He makes the jobs, the tasks for each and every player in the team pretty simple. He gives them a request or a requirement that he insists must take place throughout the course of the game. So that is a real benefit for Queensland here. And, of course, they're also going to have the assistance of Mel Meninga, who's had the greatest State of Origin record of all. So yeah. I think they'll be working quite comfortably. And if common sense dictates, which I believe it will with these guys involved, they'll make each of the requests to each and every player, you know, quite an easy one and not expect him to take Roman a day.
Speaking of Wayne Bennett, he's been very vocal on the Origin eligibility, Jars. Now, there's a bloke called Luke Keary who's playing or debuting for the Blues tonight. He was born in Queensland and lived there till he was 11 years old. And Wayne Bennett said, I want to pick him. Do we need to review that, do you think, Wally?
Yeah, this argument's been going on for quite some time. I mean, it even went back to the very first State of Origin game in 1980. There was a bloke called Steve Rogers who was playing in the centres for New South Wales, one of the greatest centres of all time. And Steve basically was born in Queensland. He grew up in Queensland. He had went through high school and before heading off to Sydney. So there's got to be, I agree, there's got to be a little bit of a clearance into the rules and regulations. I mean, it's not overnight that it's taken place. We've been going for 40 years, so clear it. It'd be nice to have Cleary in the side. It certainly would, but I think Bennett's just trying to stir the pot there a little bit.
Yeah.
We've got a pretty handy bloke in Cameron Munster at the number six jersey for Queensland, so we'll stick there. But if Bennett can stir up the opposition, I invite him to do so as much as he possibly can.
Yeah,
it could be just another benefit.
Ah, we do love that. And I just want to touch, before we let you go, on the Melbourne Storm. We speak about in the AFL terms of dynasties, and this team just continues to front up another premiership this year. That's three in the last 8 years, I think, and four minor premierships in the last 10. Is this a team that will go down as one of the best ever?
Well, if they don't, it's certainly severely unfair. They're a wonderful team. I've got to say, they've been my favourite. I live in Brisbane. I'm a former Brisbane Bronco. I've always sort of spoken about them in my my job with Channel 9. But Melbourne Storm have been the season performers that have impressed me more than any other NRL team in the competition. Craig Bellamy's a wonderful coach. They've had great staff. So obviously everybody that Bellamy's worked with and alongside have done so together. They've planned things very well ahead, and their recognition of the players that they've got to target has been first class all the way through. Got to be thrown into the same class as the golden era teams, where we had South Sydney, the Dragons, winning for basically a couple of decades, dominating the competition. They're a sensational team.
Wally Lewis, thank you for your time, mate. We really enjoyed the chat. Good luck tonight, and have a great call with the Channel 9, and we look forward to a great game of State of Origin here
in
Adelaide Oval. Take care, Wal.
Yeah, let's hope it is. Thank you.
The Hino 300 Rush Hour Dump, where Bernie and Jars unload their opinions on everything from a hard-hitting knock, breathtaking play, or even a nod to the bloke who interrupted a news crew with his Timmy and 2 cents.
Sir, I don't really give a f***. How am I supposed to get a cent on it?
This is the Hino 300 Rush Hour Dump. Head to triplem.com.au to go in the running to win a Hino 300 Series tipper truck. Built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage.
Oh, lovely work. Now, who are you going to dump on, Bern, on this Wednesday?
Well, it's an organisation for me today, guys. And it's
family.
Been going. We've talked about it a couple of times, but we haven't dumped on them yet.
Well,
it's the Collingwood Football Club.
This
stuff about Adam Treloar is just a bad look. And we always speak about, you know, loyalty's gone from players and footy clubs.
Correct.
Well, this is the shoe on the other foot. Now, this club is... They just re-signed him last year, Jazz. Last year to a long-term deal. 5 years he's got left. If you've signed someone for 5 years, he's in your plans, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in your best. He's in your best 10 players
with a back-ended, big, long-term contract.
Big,
and then they flip within six months.
Turned on him
and trying to get him out of the club, and that's just been a really, really ugly look for a very professional, from the outside, very professional-looking club.
Yes,
does a lot of things right, that footy club, and like very successful footy club too. They're always around the mark, make the finals all the time. But that's just, it's just, I don't know, some cracks have appeared now.
Yeah.
And I just feel like they're not as what, just from this little one occasion,
mm-hmm.
they're just not that club that I felt no. that they were, because you don't do that to senior players and I think if you're led, a strong and United club.
I agree, and led by their senior coach, Nathan
yes,
Buckley.
And there's question marks over what he said and done and there the senior go, players Burn. And all this. Well there's too said. Many questions for me.
Yep.
That's my dump, the Collingwood Footy
like
Club.
Like it. For me, it's time to ban the horsewhip.
Oh, okay.
Watching the Melbourne Cup yesterday and Kieran McAvoy being suspended for 13 meets and a $50,000 fine for overuse of the whip on the poor horse. I want the whip banned.
Well, he's copped
around
right
Australia.
Whack.
I don't care, Byrne. No way. It doesn't make the horse run any faster when they use the whip.
Well, I think it does.
No, it doesn't. Well, so you got evidence of that, have you?
Well, last time I spoke to a horse, it didn't really speak back.
70% of Australians think horses should not be whipped. 70% of Australians.
Well, I didn't get asked.
Well, no. I want it done. I want a whip-free horse races moving forward.
Do you think it'd be the same spectacle? Probably.
No, but you don't need to use a whip. If you're a good jockey and you've got a good horse, you don't need a whip. So they should be banning it, Byrne.
Okay, that's it's your
poor
dump.
Horses, you're they get whipped and they got end up with bruising and inflammation. No
Do
way.
They? Oh, Do you you've like got evidence whipped? Of that, have you?
Do you like? Yes, I have. Because I spoke to a horse vet the other day about it.
Did you? Okay, I'm happy. I'm happy then. That's
you like
it.
To be horsewhipped, do you? Do you like
no,
to be
no,
whipped?
No, I'm not saying I like it or I dislike it. I just think it's part of racing. But if you want to get rid of it, I'm happy with that.
Thank you. Well, there you go. There's my dump, hey,
there's your dump.
And family. Okay. I feel better. Thank you.
That's what it's all about, family. Let us know what your dump is. 0488851047. You could win a Hino 300 series tipper truck at triplem.com.au. Built for safety, ready for anything. That's another Hino advantage.
I've got an idea, Jazz.
Yes, Byrne.
However many times the jockeys whip their horse after the race, all the jockeys have to bare their ass in front of the members. And someone gets to whip them that many times. That's
it.
The punishment.
Yes.
What about that for entertainment? Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact. It's fantastic.
Yes, it's a fantastic bit, you beauty. Anyway, that gets me up hearing that.
I had a lot of feedback about the fun facts yesterday, T-Burn.
Positive or negative?
A lot of negativity.
Okay, what about?
What,
saying that... You're a horse when you
correct.
Your brain's
and
not
the horse
very big.
When it stands to sleep.
It does.
No.
They can stand up or lay down to go to sleep. Same as cows as well, if you want to know some more.
Cows
facts.
Don't stand up and sleep,
You can go cow tipping at night on farms, Jazz. Cows go to sleep and then you push them. I don't even meant to say that, really.
No, don't say that.
Okay.
Now, what have you got today, mate?
Right.
Now we're
speaking about animals. I might make this an animal theme again today.
Nice burn.
Do you know there's a sport in the United States called squirrel fishing? Do you know how you do this, Jazz?
No, Burn.
So the participants try to catch squirrels and lift them into the air by using a nut on the end of a fishing pole.
Get out.
And if you lift one up, it counts as a catch.
Oh, brilliant.
No harm done to the squirrels either.
Good.
You just lift them off the ground, that's one.
And he eats
that's
a nut. Is it a big hard nut?
Yeah, it's a it's
the
like
boy.
You. Hard nut.
That's the boy. That's
see what
there you go. A bit of fun for the squirrel.
There you go. It's a bit of squirrel fishing.
There you
Beautiful.
Go. What else you got?
And do you know what?
Yes, Byrne.
In Slovakia, it's Christmas tradition.
Yeah.
Now, this one, just maybe sit down, Jazz. It's not
where,
for
Byrne?
Everyone, this.
In where?
Slovakia.
Righto.
Slovakia. Yeah. You want to say that again?
Three
Slovakia.
Listeners on the podcast.
Three listeners on the podcast. This is to the Slovakian family. It's
we
Christmas tradition.
Yeah.
To have a Christmas carp that lives in the family bathtub for a few days before they eat it on Christmas
Get
Day.
Out.
Oh, they do.
Get out.
They
That's
keep it alive
horrific.
In the bathtub
Get out.
For
horrific.
A few days.
Oh, no way. It's like a poor little goldfish.
They're next level, those people.
All right. Well,
no wonder they listen to us, because we're next
Jeez.
Level.
Well, I don't know about that. But hey, I'll see you at the rugby tonight, family. Enjoy.
Yes. See you.
See ya.